Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, April 29th, brought to you this morning by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now with the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. By the way, all shoes are now 50% off at Churchill Shoes here in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, our weather today, cloudy and breezy all day today. The rain should be done, but we're going to have gusts. It'll be right around 15 miles an hour today. Chilly, though, our high today, right around 45 degrees. Grand Forks School Board holding a special meeting tonight that could leave an elementary school principal without a job. Superintendent is recommending the board not renew the contract of Ben Franklin Elementary Principal Joshua Mailhot. He's in his second year as principal. School board memo lists several concerns about Mailhot's performance, including inability to follow directives from a supervisor, not maintaining trust with those he supervises, and not communicating effectively. Administrators also claim Mailhot is unable to understand and implement adequate safety procedures, causing staff to be concerned about the security. They also say he isn't able to carry out basic leadership functions. Administrators say Mailhot may not present to the board or argue against non-renewal before a decision is made. If the board moves to not renew his contract, Mailhot can request an executive session with the board at a later date. Special school board meeting is happening tonight at 6 at the Mark Sanford Education Center. That's at 2400 47th Avenue South in Grand Forks. It will also be live streamed. Now, if the board votes for non-renewal, Mailhot's employment with the district will conclude at the end of the school year. Well, a bomb threat late Thursday at an East Grand Forks school turned out to be a hoax. East Grand Forks Police Chief Mike Headland said the school took precautions and warned the fire department. Snapchat was traced to a fifth grade student who Headland said did not have the ability to carry out anything at all. Headland said the disruption to the school was minimal. Minnesota Department of Transportation announcing that construction on Highway 220 north of East Grand Forks will begin on May 13th. Now, the project includes reconstructing Highway 220 from Polk County Road 19 to Polk County Road 2223. Culvert replacements will also be constructed throughout the project. Motorists will detour utilizing 150th Street Southwest and Polk County Road 66 and 23. Projects expected to be completed in mid-August, and of course, that is weather permitting. We've got more news for you right after this. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Well, the Rolling Stones kicked off their North American tour at a packed venue in Houston last night, with people traveling from all over the place to watch one of the world's most enduring rock bands. Amid worries that this could be their last tour, show was the first of 16 performances set across the U.S. and Canada through July. Stones still rocking in their 80s. How about that? And finally, sports. Anthony Edwards scored 31 of his 40 points in the second half. The Minnesota Timberwolves completed a four-game sweep of the host Phoenix Suns with a 122-116 victory last night in their Western Conference first-round series. Edwards made 7 three-pointers, had 9 boards and 6 assists for the third-seeded Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns added 28 points and 10 rebounds as Minnesota won a playoff series for the first time in 20 years. Minnesota Twins have now won 7 in a row after completing a weekend sweep over Los Angeles. They won 11-5 yesterday. Twins travel to Chicago to play the White Sox again tonight. Let's see if they can't keep this streak going. High school baseball today, if there's no rainouts. Grand Forks Central hosting Devil's Lake, Red River at West Fargo Cheyenne. Girls softball, same thing, if no rainouts today. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart will host Grand Forks Red River at 4:30. And we do have girls soccer tonight. Grand Forks Central at home versus Fargo Davies. And that game is at 7 o'clock. And that's your morning update, brought to you this morning by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Alrighty, State Representative Claire Corey joins us at 11 o'clock today to talk about a run at the North Dakota State Senate and more. You know, we love talking to Claire. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.